Okay, we are ready to rock and roll. I hope you guys are ready to have some fun. Lesson number 4 is what we listen to. Thank you, Rita. And again, if you're in an area where there's background noise or there's a reverberation or an echo, if you can, all you got to do is hit *6, and that will mute your line and make it a little bit clearer for everybody else. So whether or not we can hear you or not, I do believe the part of the homework assignment for lesson number 4 was to memorize the third, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, the third portion or the third stanza of the ICANN mantra, which is my ICANN attitude allows me to teach others something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. That was it, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. So, on the count of 3, just like we've been doing, if you have to cheat and look at the list that should be printed out someplace, it should be all over your house. If you have to cheat, it's okay. We're not legalistic. As our chief at the fire department says, we're a very nimble organization. Okay? It's not the perfection of our lives, but the direction of our lives that counts. One of the gentlemen from the Burkina Faso said that from the stage today. And I went, oh, man, he's got the ICANN attitude for sure. Anyways, okay, so from the top, starting with ICANN, my ICANN attitude is a manifestation. Starting from there, all 3 stanzas, okay, a little bit louder, a little bit worse. You ready? On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
My ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, the emotion, and action. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day.
My ICANN attitude is forming
positive habits. I choose my words carefully to reflect and attitude, which is a master to attract, acquiring, and maintaining something which will add value to their experience with me, and I encourage them to respond in kind.
Very nicely done. Sounds absolutely terrible, but very nicely done. Okay, I truly hope, Rita and I were discussing this morning, and it hit me last Friday when I was getting very underpaid for cleaning some gutters, 2 stories up, not being safe, but it was the job. And I totally underbid it, which was my fault. But as I'm listening to lesson number 4 and then reciting the whole entire mantra from beginning to end, all 6 stanzas, and the thought crossed my mind, I wonder if I'll ever get bored of listening to this and learning from Marty. And the thought crossed my mind, if I get bored of it, that means I must have mastered it all, and I don't need the lesson. And I think we can be honest with one another and know and say, again, honestly, or as my good friend Larry Hafner says, now seriously, Van, seriously. That means I know he's serious. Seriously. But I know that if we've perfected every single one of these principles, number 1, we should have acquired the rank of Royal Diamond. Number 2, we should have a very comfortable income from Nikken. 3, we will have balance in all 5 of the pillars. And I don't think there needs to be a 4, 5, or a 6. I think you guys are kind of getting the gist of it. I don't think we'll ever master all of this. However, we can continue to learn here and there. So, let's finish up last week's homework from Lesson 3. And I do hope that, as you heard, both Mike DiMuccio and William Todd share their elevator pitch, you kind of got an idea of it has to come from the heart. It can't be scripted. It literally should be something that rolls off your tongue that you heard several of them last week. There's no right and wrong way to share it. It simply, it has to be genuine. And it should convey truth so that people, when they hear it, they go, oh, wow. What do you mean that you had back agony? Or what do you mean that you didn't understand the concept of balance? I thought every American worked 2 or 3 dead-end jobs just to make ends meet. What does that mean, balance? It should convey something that creates interest. So on that note, I warned you via text that those of you who didn't get to share yours last week, you get to share yours tonight. So let's start with Catherine. You're up.
Hi, thanks. With Meekin, magnetic, far infrared, and negative ion technology, I've experienced transformational care with the Meekin Pinag waterfall, gives me alkaline water, Kenko sleep system, and this was all beginning in December of 2016. Then in January of this year, I started using the M-Stride Nutritional. I live life more energized and productive, enjoying the benefits of prevention. This winter, December and January, the virus that impacted so many is over me, and for that, I am grateful. Distributing these Japanese technologies from Meekin, a thought leader in self-care, helps people relieve stress and improve the quality of life in their families, including their pets and in their communities.
Okay, Catherine, thank you. I want to ask anybody besides me to comment, and we're not critiquing. We're all in this together for good, right? We don't do negative, and we don't listen to negative people, right?
Right.
So
sure.
in Catherine's opening sentence, the very first sentence, I'm gonna put let's see, who do I want to call on? Carol, John. Carol, her first opening sentence mentioned all three of our core technologies. How could that be tweaked so it meets the legal department specifications?
Oh, thank you.
No, and again.
No, take me out of the end of the pool. I don't want to get in there.
We don't want the FDA or the police to come in and arrest you and put you in handcuffs and take you over to FDA prison. Well, it doesn't exist.
No,
but
I know.
We're led to believe it does. So,
yeah.
Carol John, how would you tweak that opening sentence? Because it was awesome the way she conveyed technologies that we don't have here in this country, or at least that are not commonplace.
Can you read the opening again, just one more time?
Sure.
It's the first sentence there, Captain.
With Meekin, magnetic, far infrared, and negative ion technology, I have experienced transformational self-care through the use of the alkaline water in the Meekin.
Okay, now you sound like my 16-year-old who is the master at writing run-on sentences.
Sorry.
I said, whoa, put some punctuation, put some commas in there.
Yeah, I I think the focus that you want me to change has to do with mentioning the three technologies. So I'll stop there because that's we'll fix it. Okay. So Carol, what do you think?
So I would say with the Neakin uses Earth's natural technologies that use, we can say magnets, can we not?
Absolutely.
So Neakin uses Earth's natural technologies with magnetics, energy from the sun. And what was the other? The air?
Energy from the forest.
Energy from the water and forest.
Oh, okay.
Here's another way that we say it here in the Pacific Northwest. We have a lot, we have literally in our backyard, we have not dozens, but hundreds of miles of hiking trails.
Yes.
Boulder, Colorado, Manitou Springs, Colorado, Pikes Peak, same thing. People in Hawaii, they love to go hiking. They love to go up, you know, Diamond Head, you know. What do you gain, not so much Diamond Head, but when you go hiking in the woods? Here's how, and we're not going to break down and analyze every single person's elevator pitch, but I love your opening first sentence there, Catherine, because you convey things that we all want to say, that because of these life-altering technologies that Neakin has figured out for, oh my goodness, since 1975, like the magnets from the earth, the sun energy, you know, you feel warmer in the sun, and then what's that energy that the Japanese call the vitamins of the air? Well, like if you go for a hike in the woods where the trees are really densely populated, you know, we just feel better, we gain that energy. Yeah, again, I don't know what it's called. If somebody says to you, and you would be surprised when somebody says, oh, it sounds like you're talking about negative ions. Yeah, those.
Okay.
You don't have to make a big deal of it and say, we have to be careful.
Right.
We're hunting bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have to be Elmer Fudd here. We just say, yeah, that stuff. Neakin figured out how to take it, what nature's got, what God put out there in the earth, Neakin figured out how to bring it into our home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using it for the past couple months, and I really loved about yours, Catherine, is that you said, you know that bug that everybody kind of seems to get it.
Yep.
My wife got it. She didn't go to church yesterday because she got it, but she works in a Petri dish with two autistic boys. So what did she do yesterday? She stayed home, stayed in the cocoon of wellness called our bed.
Yeah.
And every few hours, she's taking more lactoferrin.
Huh.
She texted me today and said, being sick and school do not go together.
Yeah.
She said, I'm dying here. And I said, do you need some 10-4? She wrote back, nope. Can't stand that stuff. Water works just fine for me. I said, okay.
Yeah.
But the more she tanks up, the better she is. And as soon as she gets home, she knows to take more lactoferrin, and then get back into bed. That's all she can do. Because her goal is to give back this sickness to the same blessed little brat that gave it to her. I mean, that's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways. Is there anybody else that did not get to share their 30-second elevator pitch last week? Molly. Okay, you're on, Molly. 30 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm not ready.
Oh, I don't care. You're ready now. Hey, Molly, what is this thing that you were telling me about the other day when we bumped into each other? The grocery store. You really coming out? What is it? How do you pronounce it? Nikon, like the camera company, or no. There's two K's. Nikon. That's right. What is that all about? What do you mean? Because I didn't understand it.
Okay.
First, my name is Molly Chong, and what is yours?
I'm Vance.
Oh, hi, Vance. Well, are you a health a conscientious person?
Very open to anything but drugs and surgery. What do you got?
Oh, wow. No surgery for the company.
I've had more than my fair share, so I'm open to alternatives.
Well, I can tell you what I have learned from a company called Nikken. It was from Japan, and are you interested?
Very, very much so. Give me your spiel. That's what I'm hinting for. Just give me the spiel.
My skill?
Your spiel. Your 30-second elevator pitch.
Okay. Well, I'm very enthusiastic with sharing what I learned from this company. The first introduction, I would like to tell you about water. What is special about Nikken water? It is a very different kind of water. The scientists in Japan discovered something different in the water of the mountain stream.
Okay, let's time out. If I could put two hands up and form a T, I would do like the referee does. You know, time out.
Yes.
One of the things that Marty said in lesson number 4 at the very beginning, we don't need to convey the what. We need to convey the why. Why? What's your story? Hey, let me just here, I'll just share this one with you. I meet two gentlemen from Burkina Faso, and he says this to me, one of them, and this just happened. I'm not making this up. He said, well, you obviously take good care of yourself, so you can talk about this subject of wellness from your own personal life. And I looked at him and I said, well, it didn't always used to be that way. But really what I've learned is about sleep, water, air, and nutrients. Do you sleep? I didn't sleep very well. Was I drinking enough water? Nope. Was I breathing clean air? Oh, absolutely not. And did I get the right nutrients in my body? Nope. And then Mom interjects and says, but he's at his high school weight. And they looked at me, and these are two very, very big gentlemen. One's carrying extra weight, one's not. And they said, well, that's why we said, you look like you know what you're talking about. And I said, I didn't a few years ago. I've learned from this company out of Japan. So we have to be able to take our 30-second pitch and spin it to the conversation. It can't be as scripted. We have to be able to find some trigger that they're interested in or they're open to and be able to throw it right at them. Get back to the core components. That's why, Catherine, yours is really good. Molly, you're teaching me all about PIMAG water, which is fantastic. But I want to know why you drink it. What's it doing for your family? I don't necessarily want to know the what. There are some analytical types out there that want to know the what.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'd love to put you in connection with my friend Tran, who is the only person so far who looked at the waterfall postcard and said to me, how do I know that that photo is not staged? And I said, good question, Tran. Why don't you buy the waterfall, and you go get some sweet potatoes, and you do your own test. They need to be organic sweet potatoes, because store-bought ones with all the pesticides and herbicides and all the other chemicals, they won't work. They'll just rot. Trust me. I've talked to people who've done it before. They need to be organic. So that, my point is, that, again, I will reiterate the words of Marty. We need to know the why. Why are you in NECAN? Go back and listen to William Todd and Mike Maluka and the other. Didn't Marty share two more? He shared, I think, two or three more. I love the one with the nurse who was talking about how she just felt like she was a glorified pill pusher, you know, working in the medical field. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people in the medical field do. They're just doling out drugs. We dole out solutions. That's what we do. That's the fun part of it. So, lesson number four, it ain't personal. It doesn't matter what order. One takeaway, or one of the most profound things, and I'm going to just mute myself out so you don't have to hear all the road noise, because we're finally out of traffic. Just take turns sharing. What did you gain from it? And if there was a personal application, what did that mean to you? What was the main takeaway? The biggest one for me, and I'll start, and then you guys can go from there. And I gotta scroll through my notes, and I'm being illegal now, so I apologize.
Hey, Vance?
Yes.
This is Larry. I was a little late getting on, but I've been listening for about 10 minutes. You want to hear my elevator talk?
I do, Larry, but I'll tell you what, let me share. Oh, this was it right here. Under-promise and over-deliver. Under-promise and over-deliver. When you're talking with somebody, this is what I learned from it. When I'm talking with somebody, I actually use that phrase. When I do an energy test, when I tell them how great these products are, I just simply say, hey, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. However, let me tell you what that product did for my wife. And if I can convey a story and make a point, and it gets me emotional, job is done. Sale is made. And I conveyed what needed to be conveyed. So, yes. So, Larry, share your elevator pitch. And then let's take turns. What did you glean from lesson number four, It Ain't Personal? And the title of that, It Ain't Personal, is because we need to keep our emotions wrapped up into it, but not get into the what of it, trying to explain all this stuff to them. We just need to convey the why. Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, well, 45 years ago, my wife and I got really interested in high-potency vitamins, and we started taking them and have continued to do so until today, and we're over 70. And 25 years ago, my wife got really interested in magnetic therapy through this company, but it didn't excite me too much because it was only one facet of the whole picture we were looking for. And then 15 years ago, I got really excited about high pH water as an insurance policy against cancer, which was predominant in my family. And then about 3 years ago, I had a really serious accident that I almost died in, and I broke my back and both my ankles, and they started pumping me up with painkillers, and I told them, listen, we're not going to do this because it's just messing up my gastrointestinal system. And as a result of the third generation magnetic products that this company we're going to talk about tonight had on the shelf, I was able to get clear off my pain medication, and it's helped me heal much faster since then. So we just felt like we needed to share this with you because it has so many ideas all rolled under one roof now that before there was only one.
Okay.
That's it.
Jeannie, you're a professional pitch person. How did Larry do?
I think he did really well.
any pointers?
I didn't hear him invite the person listening to the benefit he has gotten.
That comes first. I didn't catch your name, but that comes first, and that's not part of the elevator talk.
Oh.
Okay, okay. Excellent. Okay. So,
can you use
number? Sorry. Go ahead.
Can you use the word cancer? I don't think you can.
The way that Larry used it was simply, something along the lines of, I looked into this because I needed an insurance policy against cancer, which was running rampant in my family.
Okay,
so, yes and no. Because Larry's not conveying, I guess I've got the advantage because I've heard Larry give that pitch several times, and I never once interpreted what Larry said as he's saying that these products and this high alkaline water are going to eliminate the chance of cancer in his body. It's just one more thing in an arsenal to hopefully keep it away or keep it at bay. So, I mean, because none of us can determine, how do we make God laugh? Tell him our plans for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
None of us can do that. So let's get into this because there's several of you. Can we do it rapid fire in 30 seconds or less? Look at your notes, those of you who are taking notes. What'd you get from lesson four? Mine was overpromise, underdeliver. No, it wasn't overpromise, underdeliver. It was underpromise and overdeliver. You see, it's just a play on words. And if we can use things like that as we share with people, because the medical community, they've been overpromising and underdelivering now for decades. And where has that gotten us?
Mm-hmm.
Not such a good place, right?
Right.
So.
All right.
The thing I picked up on was identify the why before you give the presentation.
Next.
This is Jeannie. Making assumptions can be very destructive. So, don't make assumptions.
Avoid negative conversations with people. Just get out of them really quick.
Repeat that again, Rita.
Avoid negative conversations with people. And, for example, that happened this weekend, and I just got out of it very quickly.
I think there's only negative people up in New Hampshire.
A big one.
Yeah, for the rest of us, I think we're okay, right? No, not a chance. Okay, mm-hmm. These are good. Keep going.
A customer wants a solution and wants you to get them out of a bind and then look for what they need and listen.
And Sandy, I think you did that very well with your friend Carol, who bought the topper, correct?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Carol, right? I got all these names going in my brain right now.
Nancy.
Sorry, yeah. Nancy. Which, by the way, I meant to call you today, Her chopper is arriving tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I told her to call me and I'd come over and help her take it upstairs and get it on the bed right.
Absolutely, because any female, unless you're training for the Olympics in, you know, wrestling or the Birkenberg weightlifting, if that's your stature, then you're fine. But even a twin-size topper, wrestling it up a set of stairs is going to be a fun task.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want it sitting around waiting for her son to come and so he can help her get it up the steps. So I like, that's why I go to the other side. Just let me know.
Perfect.
I'd like to jump in and make a suggestion that might help. When I got my topper, and it wasn't, you know, it was the smallest type you can get. It was a twin. I left it in the box, and I pushed the box up the stairs because the box will allow you to ride the corners, as it were, of the stairs. And, you know, if you've got a landing and it's got a short, like a small radius, then you just have to deal with it. But that might facilitate, you know, getting it, whether you do it or your client does it, your customer does it, it might make it easier. And then unbox it when it's in the room it needs to be in.
Yeah, I thought of that, too, because over the years we've had, you know, a number of whatever, the mattress, another topper, another topper, another topper, and it's always easier when you leave them in the box. And
I mean, this is other thing is to really have the room ready. So wherever that thing is going to land, there you don't have to fool around with moving care of that.
Sandy, I don't think this is my phone that's breaking up, but you don't have to fix it. Please, for the love of sanity and all things that are good. There we go. Thank you so very much. Okay, Kevin.
Somebody can mute, please.
Okay, I apologize. I know. I'm sorry. I'm a control freak, but I can only handle so much background noise, like the rest of us can only handle so much background noise. So, all the lines are muted. There we go. When you're ready to talk, just hit star 6. But don't hit star 6 if you're the new person. Please. Please, for all things nice, don't do that. Sandy, can you... Yeah, let me go back to addressing a question to Sandy. Sandy, how big of a person's stature is? I don't need to know if she's overweight or if she wants to drop pounds or anything, but Nancy, is she about your size or...
Oh, no. We're like mutton chops. She's, let's see, she's almost 6 feet, but she's very slim. Yeah. But
she's really
she works out, too, so she's in pretty good shape.
She's in pretty good shape. So you're the smaller of the two. So do you have a video camera on your phone?
I don't know. She would. I don't know.
She might. Okay, so since you're the smaller of the two, why don't you tell her that you want to help get her chopper up to her bedroom, which is on the second story, and take the advice that was just given, but let Nancy video you pushing this up, because I have the sneaking suspicion that the box is going to slip at some point and take you out, which would be hilarious, so we can post it on the Nikan Facebook page and make our own tutorial on how to set up your Nikan topper.
Okay.
And then the carpet or the road rash that you get, because it takes you out as it tumbles the both of you back down to the bottom, then let Nancy have a turn pushing it up. But video it first, you know. I'm not an expert on slips and falls and bumps and bruises. However, I am over $10,000 wealthier.
Yeah.
Because of one that I encountered.
I know.
So, Yeah, America's Funniest Home Videos gives out 10 grand every single Sunday night. And YouTube can, you know, anyway, I'm just kidding. So all kidding aside, but I love your comment about the fact that we have to listen to our customers. We have to give our customers what they're looking for. Because if we go blowing in there with the whole wellness home, it's like the wellness home dump truck backing up to their front door. Beep, 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 beep. And all of a sudden, they've never heard of Neekin. And we're just giving them everything. And they don't even have anything wrong with them. They just want to know why we're putting, you know, crazy magnets all over our body. And when we unload everything. But so if we listen to them, it really does make a big difference. Okay, sorry to deviate there. Cindy, Jeannie, yes, go ahead, Linda.
This is what I came up with, just to tack on to what you were just saying. This is really our mission. It is to connect with our prospective customer with something of interest in a respectful way to build that mutual trust. Because without the trust and without the connection, we're just giving commercials. It's like the Super Bowl commercials, and there's one after another, and they're not going to know what we're talking about. So you got to really hone in on, let's find something in that little bit of time that we have, 30 seconds, a minute, pump and gas, whatever we're doing, and see if there's a connection that we can make that will foster that trust, and then from there we can give our 30-second talk. I know it's different with every situation, but that's what's been working better for me, that I had to really learn. And not to do the hose, the fire hose. No pun intended, mm-hmm. A firefighter. But we got to do a top end to that mutual respect and, you know, the whole thing about, are you open? I've always learned that well from you. And then the conversation will kind of build on its own, but we've got to start from there.
Key words that I just heard you say are trust and respect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely crucial. Okay, excellent. What else did we learn from lesson number 4?
And then, Teddy Jane. I had fun taking a brief blurb about a getting together on Zoom and sending it individually to individuals the last minute saying, sorry, but this is coming up and I'm going to be doing it and have a pot come and join me. And those that got back to me were the ones frequently that couldn't come. So this today, I individually again texted them and said, I'm so glad you couldn't make it because the flu came in and I would have infected you. But now I'm in my wellness home and I'm working on getting well, but I'm so glad you responded. Thank you so much for being back to me. And I'll build on those.
Excellent, Hattie Jane. What else did we learn? I converted over to speakerphone so Mom can hear because I've been selfish and she had to just hear my repeating of all of your comments. What else? Oh, come on. There was so much more packed into that. Did you catch William Todd's comment at the very, very end? When he said this lesson had the most impact when they did I Can One.
It scared us off.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. This is Janice.
Go ahead, Janice.
Yeah, just I keep working on listening first and learning how to ask better questions, you know, to find out what people need. And I think that's in every lesson. And I always learn from Dave Johnson. I'm just excited.
It's a contagious condition.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Anybody else? Well, this is great. We haven't heard from the Thorntons. They've been very quiet since
Vance, I have another one.
Go for it.
I'm just going to read this one because it's just sticking out at me right now. Establish intimacy with me by doing something no one else can do.
I was so hoping you were going to say that.
Ooh, like mine. That really spoke to me a lot.
Well, and again, that falls right into the under-promise and over-deliver.
What's this?
When Mike DiMuccio in San Antonio talked about getting in front of people on his chicken list, and when they wouldn't give him even 60 seconds, or they wouldn't give him a 10-minute slot in their day for an appointment, he finally would tell people, hey, give me 60 seconds, and if I can't get your interest or get you to open your mind up a little bit in 60 seconds, then no worries. And he looked at the audience and he said, what do you think I did when they gave me 60 seconds? And everybody in unison said, an energy test, an energy demo. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we do when we give people something. We establish intimacy and we give them something that nobody else can do. Western medicine can't do that. Unless you have a doctor like we do, he's a DO, doctor of, what does that mean? The O. Anyways, he doesn't prescribe or cut or slice or dice. He went out of the room, came back with this, amazing book that was probably 30 or 40 years old, and he said, I think this is what you've got in your finger. And he showed me a picture, he drew me a diagram, and he said, this is what I would suggest. No prescription, no splint, no call Dr. Mark Bueller again, the guy who operated on my thumb. None of that. He gave me something that nobody else could. That's what we
did. Dr. Osteopath.
Osteopath, thank you. There we go. One of these days I'll remember that.
I have another one, Mrs. Jeannie.
Go for it, Jeannie.
Be kind with yourself in this work. A diamond takes time.
Oh, my favorite.
Because I sure wanted to do some beating up this week, but I did not do negative, but it sure was there in the beginning.
So. Do any of you, I'm gonna go tech geek on you guys. Do any of you know the four layers of soil? Larry does. I know Larry does. Besides Larry, do you know the four layers of soil?
Topsoil.
No, you don't. Nope. You skip. Everybody thinks it's topsoil. You start with dust, which is leaves, needles, sticks, decaying, biodegradable matter. That's duff. That's your top layer. Then you have topsoil. Then you have subsoil. And then you have parent material. Has anybody ever discovered a diamond in the duff or the topsoil?
No.
Because somebody dropped it there.
No, the river. But in the river, roll off.
In the river, sure. Because somebody dropped it. But they're not found in nature. They're found way down deep in Marty's comment about coal that doesn't have pressure applied is nothing more than simply soot.
Yeah.
We're going to experience pressure if we want to learn and perfect the art and the skills of this trade. We're not going to bat 100%.
The non-pressure route creates soot.
Yeah.
I wrote that on my notes, too.
I wanted to write that one down, too, but I couldn't. I had shampoo on my hands, and I couldn't grab my phone fast enough, and then he got to the next topic. So I got to take the dry erase marker back into the shower with me so I can write on the glass. This stuff is really good, folks, and I hope you're applying it, and I hope you're finding the nooks and crannies in your day to listen to it over and over again. It does, and if you looked at lesson number four, and I do, by the way, I do want to apologize for the quality of it. That's a perfect example of what a recorded conference call sounds like when the person, all three of them, were on cell phones. So that explains why it was cutting in and out and all the other stuff. So probably like the way I'm cutting in and out right now. But the teaching didn't get started until 11 minutes in. So after you listen to it once, if you're listening to it, figure out when he starts teaching, and then the next time, skip over the opening comments. Because, like in lesson number three, some of us don't like In-N-Out Burgers. So we don't want to hear William Todd go on and on about getting the In-N-Out Burger with no patty.
The double animal.
Yeah, it was the animal style without the animal. You know? But I love that story. Just as much as I love the story of the woman walking into the bookstore and asking to buy the rare limited edition copies and pulling out the, you know, the unlimited American Express card. I'll never forget that story. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we don't judge. We don't make assumptions. Just like Linda said, we never assume. Any other comments or thoughts? Oh, Mom is asking, when does the next I Can Attitude class start? Because some of you are already realizing that, oh my goodness, I need to start, I need to do this all over again. Or some of us are saying, wow, I wish my husband could hear this. Because he needs an I Can Attitude.
Or so yes.
Yes.
Sandra, I've been listening beyond the time that we were asked to listen to the original I Can lesson one, and I'm finding that I'm getting understanding or revelation or insight beyond what I got when I took the class the first time. And so when you're talking about digging deeper and how what's on the peripheral might not be where you really want to be, I've really gotten that understanding, and I'm seeing how thoughts, feelings, actions give you the stance that you're really on. And I'm just trying to say that listening to that recording more than I needed to has yielded additional positive results.
And Sandra, the beautiful thing about what you just said is I don't know if the rest of the people on the line realize that you and Al are a driving force in the state of Virginia as far as the gross national product of NECAP. I mean, you guys have brought so many customers to the table. And you could say, well, we're silver. If we could figure this out, we'll be golds and platinums and beyond. Did you notice I did not say just silver? There is no such thing as just. Because as I have taught our daughters, and I'm constantly trying to brainwash my own head, okay, this instrument that God gives us to think with, if we have to use the word just, we're trying to justify something, and it's usually negative. There's no such thing as just whatever position you are. Oh, I'm just a dad. Oh, I'm just a volunteer firefighter. Oh, I'm just a weekend wellness consultant. There is no such thing. I mean, tell that, take that second example. I'm just a volunteer firefighter. I'm not a career firefighter.
Well, tell that to the family from Saudi Arabia a few weeks ago that we saved their 16-year-old daughter who had fallen 150 feet off the trail.
Hey, Dan?
Yes.
Can you please mute the thing again because I can't hear you. I'm losing 25% of what you're saying because of the noise. Please? I'm sorry.
No, it's because, again, we have to be, this is, Rita, do you want to tell, Rita, can you tell everybody what happened on the prayer line this morning? Can you embarrass your friends for me?
Oh,
tell him what Vance did.
Vance forgot to mute and started a conversation with his daughter.
And what was it that you were yelling, Rita, out loud?
Open mic.
Open mic, that's what you said.
It was terrible. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Here Vance, who's a professional conference caller, forgot to mute his phone, and I went to tell this great story while people were praying. They were praying. And I'm talking away like it's no big deal. And Rita's going, open mic, open mic. And then poor Nancy Clyde in Dallas, Texas, Vance, you forgot to hit mute. Vance. So, just a little housekeeping. If you're not talking, hit star 6. And the line does say, I know it says, I know it does. We pay big money for this conference call line. It's absolutely, well, no, I'm sorry, it's free. That's why they call it freeconferencepro.com. It does cost me $9.99 a month to get that little greeting at the beginning, you know. What does it say? Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers, something like, I don't know what it says.
Yep.
So anyway, please, for the request is, if you're not talking, mute your line. My biggest point is, one of the things that this lesson really, really teaches us, it isn't personal. We really do need to understand we are the face of UCAN. All the people we're talking to, they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All they want to know, all they want to see is a solution that could help them in any of the five pillars. So as we build the intimacy, as we get to know them, that's when it really gets to be fun. Because we're going to provide solutions that nobody else can. Any other closing thoughts?
I have one last one.
Go ahead.
Here we go. It's from our Mark Twain quote. It ain't what we don't know that gets you into trouble, it's what you know for sure that just ain't so. I love that.
That is good.
It's on page, let's see, it's at the bottom of page 2 of our fourth lesson, about the middle. And then it ends with Alvin Kaplan. He says, the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read or write. It will be those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn.
Mm.
So those are both very powerful to me. So, yeah, that's on the middle, towards the end of page 2 of our lesson 4.
See, learn.
Okay. Excellent. I was really, really hoping that someone would re-quote the Mark Twain quote and then also the illiterate one, because that was one that changed my life the very first time I heard it a year and a half ago. It's you look at people who are successful in any field, they're constantly learning. Those who refuse to learn, say, oh, I've got it all figured out. Those are the ones that are scary. Those are the ones in any trade, they're a liability. Because they don't go back and, you know, my brother and I, last week, we sat and had a very, very heart-to-heart conversation of why I almost dropped 15 feet off of a roof. Never should have happened. And we're going back up there tomorrow, and I want to see what happened. I want to study that, because I'm not interested. I've only come off one roof. There won't be a second. Okay? I'm not saying that arrogantly, but we have to learn what we don't know, and then what we do know, we have to learn it again and practice, and practice, and practice, and practice. So, lesson number, oh, I just had it in front of me, I'm sorry, 5, and attitude is more powerful. Attitude is everything. And that's why this is called the I Can Attitude Course. I Can, my I Can Attitude. And sometime at some point, when Carol John gets back home to Sandy, Utah, she's got a great, she'll have a fantastic story about experiencing pressure and how the diamond did emerge. And so just keep her in your prayers. I don't want to give all the details, but as one who went through not anything similar, but being sued for almost $300,000, I guess is kind of similar,
right,
for alleged events that supposedly happened 27 years ago. And I wasn't there. Promise, I wasn't there. That's what I keep telling the attorney. Yeah, one called me last week and he said, did you receive a subpoena for the trial date? I said, no. He goes, okay, chances are you're probably not going to be subpoenaed. I said, well, it's not going to do you guys any good. Good. Because I'm going to tell the judge the same thing. I wasn't there. I was in Venezuela. I lived in Oklahoma. What more do you want me to say? So anyways, lesson 5, delve into it. I know you're going to enjoy it, just like we enjoyed all the rest of them. And again, if you're reading it, read it and listen to it as well. At least deviate once, because it's totally different. You should try and do one or the other at least once. Whatever you're most comfortable, try switching it up. It's like Marty suggested, try wearing your watch on the other hand. It would be like me wearing my pager on my left side instead of my right side, because I don't wear a watch.
Vance, this is Carol.
Good evening, Carol.
Hi, just a quick update. This one on our side has been arrested.
Say that again?
The thorn in our side has been arrested.
Okay,
and
well, we're
is in jail, but we still have a ways to go.
He's in jail. Yay! Okay. That's good. So, those of you who are going, what the heck is Carol doing putting somebody in jail? She'll explain the whole story when she's back home. Okay? And not before then. Because it gives you totally different clarity when you're back home. Okay, folks, it's the top of the hour. I need to get my mom home. She's sitting next to me in the car. And if there's any questions or clarifications other than how to properly drive a conference call line, because we will learn how to do that, and we'll get rid of this terrible, irritating echo that all of us, maybe it's just me that gets to listen to it. And again,
I can hear it too.
Oh, yay! Oh, here, I can do something. There, crystal clear. I have complete control of the conference call line, and none of you can demute your side, your line, and add the shuffling papers, or add all that reverberation, or all that other background noise. I don't know what causes that. I think my gut tells me if somebody is using a Bluetooth or an earpiece, and because the microphones are so close to the earpiece, it reverberates. So try just putting I know some of us hate to put the cell phone up to our heads, but that's the clearest way to do it. Or dial in on your landline. MCI, a landline package, is really, really cheap. Really, really cheap for long-distance calling.
I think we spend $30 a month in good rates. It's a write-off. And when you start building your business out of your area code, it's worth every penny. If you have any questions or troubles getting and accessing the next week's lesson, please write me like sooner rather than later. Don't write me on Sunday night and say, I had trouble finding the lesson. I couldn't find it. I don't know where the website is. SaturdayAMLive.com. Look for the tab that says I Can Too. It's over on the right-hand side. Click on that. Scroll down to lesson number 5. Live with Marty. The audio replay. That's what you're looking for. You click on it and it takes you right on into it. Or click where it says to print. And now, some of these lessons, you can print them in German. If you want to learn German, I don't suggest learning it that way. It might be kind of difficult. Or the other language, I think, is Spanish, or maybe it's French. I can't remember. But it doesn't matter. Go for the English. Go for your mother tongue. It's easier to learn that way. Okay? And again, if there's any questions, don't hesitate to text me. Don't respond to the group text. Because then everybody else, all those other 20 people in that group get the same text. So just text me, 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And any time during the day, call me. Please do not utter the words, oh, I would have called you, but I think you're really busy. I am active by choice. Because I like to be active. I'd rather be busy than bored. Because boredom, well, it only leads to one place, and I don't want to go there. I've still got 70 more years left, according to Genesis 6. And I'm going to take all 70 of those years. Okie doke. So thank you, everybody. Great participation. And look forward to hearing and the application of it. Don't forget to do the homework as well. And that is... start gathering customers if you haven't already. Practice on them. Have some fun. Say, hey, I got this elevator pitch. Can I practice on you? What's an elevator pitch? There you go. You get to practice. So good night, everybody. Thank you so much again.